Hi, everybody. My name is Leon Thomas. I'm the co-host of Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. My co-host, Dr. Miranda Kitterlin Lynch, is not able to be with us today. She's trusting me to carry on a groovy conversation. Do you think I can do it? Do you think I can make it? Do you think I can run the show? We're going to find out. If you liked it, send me an email. Give me a thumbs up or something. You can contact me also if you want to be a guest on the show. If you'd like to be a guest on Checking In a Lodging DEI chat, send me an email. My email address is leon@theleonthomasgroup.com. The show is produced by the Leon Thomas Group. And to learn more about us, go to our website, theleonthomasgroup.com. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. We have Davon Reeves as our guest today, the founder and chief hospitality strategist of the Vaughn Group, where their vision is to teach people how to become successful hotel owners, and their mission is to increase the percentage of African-American hotel owners. She capitalizes on her more than 15 years of experience in the lodging industry to teach African Americans how to become hotel investors and owners. And with a passion for people and pineapples, which is the premier symbol for the hospitality industry, Davon makes hotel ownership real and relatable through educational training and programmatic resources that spotlight each step of the hotel acquisition process, leaning into sustainable success strategies. Let's welcome our guest today, Davon Reeves. Hey, Davon, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Leon?
I am just groovy, really just happy, excited to have you with us. We've been trying to put this together and we couldn't make it. You're busy. We couldn't make it. You're busy. But you know what? You're here now.
I'm here now.
Right on. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for being with us. So what I'd like to do first, give us, I read, a bio, right? But tell us everything that you're involved in from the Vaughn Group to Vester. Tell us briefly about those things. And then I want to go back to things that you did that got you up to the point that you are right now. So take a minute or so and tell us the things that you do now, and then we're going to review how you got to where you are now.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for the introduction. My name is Davon Reeves. I am the president and founder of the Vaughn Group, as well as the CEO and founder of Vester, which is a crowdfunding platform where you can raise capital as well as invest in commercial real estate, including hotels. And I also have a directory of Black-owned hotels and restaurants and experiences. So it's one of the largest repository of Black-owned hotels. And I started in the hospitality industry as a front desk agent, and I navigated my way to hotel ownership. So I'm the co-owner of three hotels, and I got into hotel ownership by taking a non-paid internship after college. Yes, after graduation, I was working for free. And it was probably one of the best decisions that I could have made because it was able to give me the experience and what I needed to build my resume to get onto the transactional side of hotels.
So if we go back, where'd you go to college?
I went to Georgia State University.
Georgia State University. I would say go whatever, Panthers. But I don't know their mascot. What is it?
Go Panthers.
Panthers. All right.
Yeah, Georgia State
Panthers. Go Panthers. Right on. I understand you were recognized by that university as the top 30 under 30, I think.
Top 40. 40 under 40.
40 under 40. So right on. Congratulations to that. Thank you. And you are everywhere. You've been in every publication.
I told that to Miss Susan Taylor. I met her in person. I told her that. I said, I've been in everything except for Essence.
And what'd she say?
She said, oh my gosh, we got to fix that.
And have they fixed it?
We'll figure it when the timing is right, I'm sure.
All right. Because, you know, we might send this to them and say, look, y'all got to put her in your magazine, right? So listen, please tell me this. When you said that you, after college, you took an unpaid internship.
Yeah.
So many people think, I finish college, I have my education, give me my bag, show me my money.
Right.
What would you say to someone today who's thinking that that attitude, that I have to have the money now? Tell us some, what would you say that? And what was the value that you learned in it?
So I am very persistent. When I want something, I'm going to get it.
Uh-huh.
And I really wanted, I joined an organization after college called the American Hotel Lodging Association under 30 Gateway. And while I was a part of that organization, I was interacting with a lot of other hoteliers under the age of 30. And they own, and this is why I was so at the Hyatt, and some of them own and develop hotels. And that was the light bulb that really introduced me to hotel ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I was in operations and I was doing my research, I noticed you had to have experience in finance, real estate, or asset management. And I didn't have any of that. And so it was really hard for me to get into the transactional side, even at an entry level, because I didn't have the experience. And so it was an opportunity that came up for a non-paid internship at a hotel consulting firm, and it was asset management. And they were consulting hotel owners. And I thought this would be perfect for me to learn. The best way to understand hotel ownership is to work with hotel owners, in my mind, is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't get the job at first.
What?
I know, right? I got turned down. How embarrassing. I got turned down for a non-paid internship. And but I'm persistent.
Yeah.
He didn't understand. So shout out to Paul Breslin. He was the one who, it was his company. So I was very persistent. You know, the industry is small. So I just started popping up at events. And he was like, you're always here. Because I was really persistent in letting him know that I wanted this internship. I would email him. I would call him. I would follow up. And finally, I guess he was like, well, you're clearly not going anywhere. We met, he interviewed me. He could tell I was serious about it. And he brought me on as non-paid. He was very clear. He's like, this is non-paid. And I did non-paid for 3 months. So I worked there in the morning. I worked in the Hyatt in the afternoon to pay bills. Of course, my dad, when I told my dad, he just did not understand working for free. Like that just, that he don't even believe in volunteer. Like he just, nothing for free. Okay.
Right.
That was for free for my dad. And so, well, he's not here anymore. God rest his soul, but he was nothing for free for him. So did that for 3 months. And like I said, worked in the morning, worked the Hyatt at night. And then they loved me. And so I left the Hyatt and worked there full time. And then 2 years later, I moved to Boston, worked for a larger asset management firm, C.H. & Warnick. So they're one of the largest third-party asset management firms. And so I learned more about hotel ownership and the transactional side of things.
Yeah.
So that helped me on my pathway to hotel ownership.
Okay. I love it. You're watching Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. I'm Leon Thomas, and our guest today is Davon Reeves. Davon, let me ask you this now. Let's start talking about the African-American ownership conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I worked in hotels for 35 years. I worked in buildings, in property level, and mm-hmm. with owners and management companies. As I was going up through the business, I never saw a Black hotel manager, never saw a Black GM, and I didn't meet the first Black hotel owner until I attended NABHOOD about 6 years ago.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The first time I met a Black owner. Tell me, for you, when's the first time you met a Black owner? And when did you meet the first Black general manager?
So the first Black general manager I ever met was Erica Qualls Beatty. When I was at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta, she worked across the street. She manages the one of the largest Marriotts in the Southeast and the largest hotel in Atlanta, the Marriott Marquis, or the Magnificent Marriott Marquis in Atlanta, Georgia. So she was the first Black general manager I've ever, the first Black. And then I heard of Valerie Ferguson because she was the Black general manager at the hotel I worked at. She wasn't there the same time I was there, but her stories were still, how she managed the hotel was still around. I'm like, and the first hotel, Black hotel owner, when I was in college, I did used to volunteer at NAB Hood. And I'm pretty sure I met hotel owners. I probably didn't put two and two together because I was so young. Believe it was Evans Charles. I think he was the first.
That's who I met, my first
no,
person.
It was, yep. No. Was it Evans? No, it was... Hank, is it Hank Johnson? He was a civil rights leader and he owned a whole bunch of McDonald's. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. His name is slipping me, but I believe he was there. And when I used to volunteer, yeah, I think Evans Charles just started. Like he just got his first hotel or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You're speaking of Hank, Hank Thomas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Yep. Yes. So he was the first, I believe he was, because I used to volunteer at the front, at the registration desk for NAB Hood. So I probably met a lot of them. I just didn't know because I was young and I was in college. So at that time, I didn't want to become a hotel owner. I wanted to become an event planner. So I wasn't looking at it. Life changes.
We get older and see other opportunities. And
well, I just realized I'm not good at planning. So
that's what it was.
Yes. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I was okay at it.
Right.
It was just okay.
Yeah. So tell me this before we take a break. You were working in asset management, and then you said, I want to, or what happened that made you say you wanted to start your own company and you wanted to improve the numbers, increase the numbers of Black hotel owners? As I understand it, there's what's the numbers of how many Black hotel owners are there? How many African-American owners?
I haven't seen anything with an exact owner, because even with my directory, because I noticed that some Black hotel owners, they don't want people to know that it's Black owned. I've met some Black hotel owners. Like if I've gone to Hunter or if I've gone to, and they own hotels, and you know, they don't tell anybody. Wow. They don't want anybody to know. So
yeah,
I don't know if we know. I've even reached out to the brands. They don't really have I don't know if they really have an exact number, because a lot of times ownership groups changes a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to keep track.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's probably less than 1 or 2% of hotels that are owned, you know, and then are you including bed and breakfasts in that number? You know, are you including if they own 51%? You know what I mean? It's so It's so many different, it's so many different layers. Mm-hmm. You know, Sarge, what do you consider truly, you know, truly Black owned?
Mm-hmm. But something that you're doing, though, you're making a change in that.
Yeah.
Because of what you do. You are an African-American lady who's saying, come on, folks, my people, I want to take you where I am. You want to bring you to where I am. You are doing that. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about how you are doing that and the successes that you're having and how folks can get in touch with you to learn more about becoming a hotel owner. I'm so excited about what you're doing. I can't wait for the second part of the show, because we're going to tell people more about you, how they can get in touch with you, and you can describe everything that you do. I'm Leon Thomas. You're watching Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. This show is produced by the Leon Thomas Group, and the videos, the commercials that you're going to see now are all produced, developed by folks that have been interns with the Leon Thomas Group. Let's take a look now.
Renting is everything. It's style at your doorstep, off the runway and into your closet. It's every trend you've been dying to try and every designer you've yet to discover. It's wearing it your way every time and making it count everywhere you go. It's never worrying about what to wear because something new is always coming your way. That's why renting is everything. New styles, top designers, all for a flat monthly fee. Start your subscription at renttherunway.com.
Slow roasted over hickory fire and pulled by hand. This is the way pit pork has always been done. Pulled pork lovers, rejoice. The smoky old days are back at the Smoke Shack. From the creative team that brought you The Browning Project and Dead by Morning comes a new thriller that will change the way you look at white-collar crime forever. Falling from the Sky.
Water. It's everywhere. We drink it, we bathe with it, we cook with it. Coffee's made with water. Toilets won't flush without it. It's used for washing clothes, dishes, utensils, pots, pans, floors, and our teeth. Plants and crops need water, animals drink it, and fish need it too. And don't forget, we can have a lot of fun in the water. Water. What will we do without it?
Welcome back to Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. I'm Leon Thomas. Our co-host Miranda Kitterlin Lynch is not able to be with us today. We look forward to having her back on our next episode. This show is produced by the Leon Thomas Group. To learn more about all of the great work that we do and the services we provide, go to our website, theleonthomasgroup.com. We're your partner in all things virtual. Let us know how we can help you. And if you'd like to be a guest on Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat, send me an email. Send it to leon@theleonthomasgroup.com. And you can also send Miranda Kitterlin Lynch an email to let her know you'd like to be a guest on Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. And all you have to do to find Miranda is just Google her name. Miranda Kitterlin Lynch, and her name is going to pop up. And now, before we go back to our conversation with Davon Rees, our guest today, I want to send a special congratulations to Sasha Thompson on the success of her show called DEI After Five. That's one of the shows that the Leon Thomas Group produces. Sasha's show has reached 18,000 downloads in the 2 years that she's had the show. And on that show, you'll hear conversations with DEI practitioners about the ups and downs of what happens in the DEI industry. To watch DEI After Five, go to YouTube. So you're going to go to youtube.com and use her handle at DEI After Five. So you're going to go to YouTube and just put in at DEI After Five. You'll be able to see her show. And to learn more about Sasha and her company, go to their website, the Equity Equation LLC.com. Now, let's return to our conversation with Davon Rees. Thanks again for being with us. Thanks for your time. Loving having you on our show today. So tell us this. your mission and what you're doing, you're bringing more African Americans into hotel ownership, which is something for whatever the reasons are in the past just didn't happen. We could talk about the brand saying no. We could talk about the banks not giving the money, whatever. We're not here to discuss the whys of the past. We're here to discuss what you're doing now to help change that. Tell us, how do you do this? How can someone become a hotel owner? Tell us what you do, how you do it.
Well, the first thing you want to check your personal financial statement, your balance sheet. You want to see if you have money. Okay, that's the first thing. So, because that'll determine in your credit score, right? So that'll determine what you can afford. You know, a lot of times people would love to buy a Ritz-Carlton or a Four Seasons because they love to stay there, but their bank account will probably only allow them to buy, you know, a Days Inn or Microtel or a Econo Lodge. And there's nothing wrong with those type of brands because they could be, you know, profitable. So that's the first thing, right? The second thing is you want to determine, I call it your ownership or investment thesis, right? You want to see what kind of hotel. Now, since you know what you can somewhat can afford, because you may not be able to afford to buy a hotel. You may only be able to invest passively because that's what you're able to afford. So even work with a financial advisor, CPA. So the next thing you want to do is create your ownership thesis or your investment thesis, right? So basic questions, what, when, where, how, who is what you want to ask yourself. So what kind of hotel, what type of hotel you want to buy or invest in, where do you want to buy it? You know, how are you going to buy it? Because you're going to need money. You know, who's going to be on your team? Who are you going to work with? Are you going to partner? You know, what kind of return are you looking for? Like, those are the things that you want to ask yourself before you start looking, because there's like over 59,000 hotels. And so if you're looking to buy, you kind of want to need it as a roadmap or a guide, you know, as my son would call it, a treasure map to help you determine, you know, where to navigate to actually find a property when you start looking for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you teach people how to do these steps. That's one of the things you do. So they don't have to go through this alone. They can learn from you, someone who's done it, someone who's been on the asset management side of this, that knows how to put the deal together. They don't have to go to some crazy site on the internet or ask somebody who doesn't know but think they do. They can come to you, an African-American lady who's done it, who knows what to do. And you teach people how to do this. You have courses, you have a workbook. Folks, you got to contact Davon if you're interested in learning more about how to become a hotel owner. And throughout the show, her contact information has been displayed. I'm going to ask our production team to go ahead and show some of those contact pieces now so that folks, you can contact it. Don't tell me you couldn't contact her. I don't know. You can find her. Essence Magazine can find you too. They can find you, right? But folks, you want to check out everything that Davon has to offer to help you become a hotel owner. Now, Davon, I saw in one of your videos, one of your educational pieces on a website or something, you mentioned some myths about becoming a hotel owner. Folks think that you need this or whatever. Can you go through a couple of those myths and let's get them busted now?
Well, a lot of times people think you have to be a millionaire. I guess that's why my story resonates with so many people, because I started off, you know, from humble beginnings, working as a front desk agent. My dad was a firefighter. My mom was in human resources. So we definitely didn't, you know, talking about owning a hotel was not a part of the family dinner table discussions. Okay. And so you don't have to be a billionaire to own a hotel, even though you do need money, but you know, it's ways to partner, and it's ways. And also some of the things that I teach, it's ways to partner. It's different resources out there. A lot of the brands are coming out with initiatives to help increase the percentage of you know, minority hotel owners, women hotel owners. So there are a lot more programs than I think there were like 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, there are more lending programs. You, even if you never worked in a hotel, you know, even if there are ways that you can get hotel experience without working directly with the hotel, because lenders do like to see that you have somewhat of hotel experience or knowledge, or if your team, someone on your team does. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that I talk about to kind of debunk those myths where people, they go in, and a lot of times people don't think you own it. Because when I was working at the Hyatt, I thought that the Hyatt owned it. So that's the first step. The first step is you don't even know that you can own it, because in your mind, you know, you see Paris Hilton in the commercial. So you're thinking the Hilton family owns the Hiltons, not realizing that these hotels are individually franchised, right? Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with Marriott. You're thinking, okay, the Marriott family, Mr. Marriott, you know, you're not thinking that a lot of these hotels are individually franchised. Yeah. So, and then it's also a mindset thing as well, too. So in order for you to really get into debunking the myths, you're like, I've noticed that a lot of times people say that the reason why that there's not a lot of Black hotel owners is because of the lack of capital. I am meeting more and more people of color with capital that can buy a hotel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The issue that I'm seeing more and more is the lack of knowledge. So if they have the capital and they have the resources, meaning they've been as successful in other businesses and they have the capital, right? Their balance sheet is strong enough to support a hotel, but they don't know how to do it, right? So that's where I'm like, okay, and I'm a connector. I'm an expert at connecting people. Uh-huh. And so, you know, connecting them with the right people so that way they can build their team and find the hotel and analyze and understanding the different brands and understand and navigate how to, you know, the hotel industry, especially if they're coming from a different industry. Cause you know, the hotel industry is different, you know, it's a fun 24-hour business industry, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just helping folks really understand and navigate that. And really once they realize, oh, wow, I can do it. Yeah, it's real estate. It's an operating business sitting on real estate and it's a franchise. Right. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love what you're doing. I hope folks are taking advantage of the opportunities to talk with you, take your courses, your books, read your books. I hope folks are really taking advantage of that. Again, I'll say it again. We have an African-American lady who's trying to bring more African-American owners into the hotel business. So if that's what you want to do, here's someone who's done it. You want to be sure to contact Davon. Now, Davon, we end our show with two signature questions.
Okay.
I ask one, Miranda will ask one, but Miranda's not here. Okay. So since she's not here, you would think that I'm going to ask two. Actually, no, I'm going to ask three. I know you're into the numbers and everything. One plus one, it's weird, but kind of roll with me here. Okay. All right. It is now time for the signature questions of the show. Oh. All right, Davon, put your hand up like this. Even if you have a pen, go ahead and grab that pen and let's pretend you're making your signature.
Okay, well, I'm right-handed. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, with your signature. Right on. Now, here's the first question. Do you like hummus?
I like red pepper hummus. It's only one particular hummus that I like.
Red pepper hummus. Take a look at this video.
Okay.
Black people don't like hummus? What?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Crazy things happen. So here's the latest.
I just left the grocery store and I was in line at the deli department to get some deli meats. Three people are ahead of me. Three ladies ahead of me. Three white ladies are ahead.
Now, if you want to find out what happens, go to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@TheLeonThomasGroup and search for the hummus story. You'll see what happens there. Davon, here's the second question. Have you ever had a Maryland crab cake?
Yes.
And where did you get a Maryland crab cake?
I was in, the first one, I don't know if this counts, the Phillips one, the one in the airport when I was in Baltimore airport. And then if that doesn't count, then I went to Timbuktu in Baltimore.
We'll count the Timbuktu.
Okay.
And we'll count the Phillips in the airport. You were in Maryland. We were in Maryland. But Timbuktu, you're rocking on. How was it? Did you had a good
experience? Yeah, it was a great. Yeah, it was a good experience. Yeah. It was a lot of food.
But, yeah. They load you down.
Yeah. I think my son, did he like it? Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of, I liked the crab cake. It was a lot of, it was different.
Okay.
Because I'm so used to eating at Phillips. So right. It was, it was different, but it was a lot of, it was definitely a lot of food.
Right. The reason we asked that question is because we had a guest on the show last year who said, "Hey, Leon, you're from Baltimore. I just had a crab cake last night." I'm like, "Where'd you have the crab cake?" They're like, "In Kansas City." Shut up. That's not a crab cake in Kansas City. That doesn't count. So we started asking this question. Now, here's the more serious question that Miranda usually asks.
Okay.
If you were to give your 20-year-old self advice based on what you know now, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
I would buy real estate. And I would start investing early. Like I would hold, like I would invest in things and just let it sit and forget about it.
Okay.
That's what I would have told my 20-year-old self, my 20-year-old self who thought she knew everything.
Okay. Invest in things and all. And we all, you know, go through that. We know it all, but now that you know, you're passing what you know now on to others.
Yeah.
I want to, again, thank you, Davon, for being with us here on Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. And we're going to display the contact information again. You can go to Davon's website, thevongroup.com. You can also check out her other website, vester.com. You can contact her through Instagram at Davon Reeves. So please make sure you reach out to her to find out all to learn more about all the great things that she's doing and ways that she's helping to bring more African Americans into hotel ownership, and she can help you do it. So Davon, thanks again for being with us here on Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, thanks for watching another episode. My name is Leon Thomas. Our co-host Miranda Kitterlin Lynch will be with us on the next show. Thanks again for watching, Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat.